Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is John Batchelor. Good evening. The conversation with Charles Pellegrino is especially helpful to understand the controversy over the dropping of the two atomic bombs in 1945 in anger. The decision to drop the bombs I learned from Charlie and from Evan Thomas, The Road to Surrender, a new book, and also in part from the older book, American Prometheus, about Oppenheimer. The decision was made by what was called the Interim Committee. This is the Truman administration following the passing of Franklin Delano Roosevelt in April. The Interim Committee was chaired by Henry Stimson, the War Secretary, who was aided by the man about to become Secretary of State, Jimmy Burns of South Carolina. There were other distinguished representatives of government and industry and universities on the committee. A scientific panel, however, included Enrico Fermi and Mr. Oppenheimer, who was charged with building the bombs in New Mexico. The decision was made on the basis of what cities had not been firebombed by Curtis LeMay the previous months, beginning with the firebombing of Tokyo in March. The decision was Hiroshima. Imagining there would be a factory surrounded by workers' buildings, and the explanation would be we were damaging the war effort to force the Japanese military council that was ruling the nation to surrender. That was the understanding. What I learned from Charlie is the interim committee had very incomplete knowledge of the damage the bomb would do, not only to the immediate surroundings, how large the explosion and the damage would be, but also radiation. They did not know radiation, nor did they know what it meant to be radiated, to be exposed to uranium once it was destroyed in that huge explosion, the black rain that followed in Hiroshima. People who survived the initial blast died within days. Some suffered from other diseases over years, especially leukemia for the children. They did not know this at the interim committee. They knew something more for the decision about Nagasaki, which was a secondary target. The original was Kokora. However, Mr. Oppenheimer had given very careful instructions to a man by the name of Sweeney, who flew boxcar, the Nagasaki bomb. That was called Fat Man, Fat Boy. That bomb, he was not to drop it over, if there was clouds over the target, he was not to drop it using radar. He was to see the target to drop it. And so Sweeney, passing three times over Kokura, was unable to get a visual and diverted to a secondary target in Nagasaki. Did they know about radiation in Nagasaki? Charlie is unclear, but probably not. They knew something strange was happening. People were being burned. What Charlie calls the flash burn. It was years, however, before there was clarity about radiation and the atomic weapons. So much so, I reminded Charlie I've seen photographs of American inspectors in Hiroshima, and we can presume Nagasaki, within weeks of the end of the war and the beginning of the American occupation, walking around in those streets unaware of radiation, unaware of what was killing people even then, weeks later, as they would lose strength and it would turn into leukemia or the burns themselves would not heal. Radiation was a horror, and it is a puzzle how it is that the tests that built the bombs, the Trinity test and then the two bombs that were used, did not know of radiation's effect on anybody, any human, any animal whatsoever. Also tonight, a conversation with Cleo Pascal, who's in Bali, Indonesia, about Oceania and the contest, the game of islands, we can call it, between the People's Republic of China and the United States to sign up or hold to treaties and agreements with the islands over the years that are now critical to understanding how China is lining up islands in their favor, in its favor, anticipating a conflict in East Asia. We speak of Papua New Guinea, which is a neighbor to Indonesia, being visited by Secretary of State, being Secretary of the Secretary of Defense, Mr. Austin, the President of France, Emmanuel Macron, the Prime Minister of Indonesia, Widodo, and other dignitaries over these last weeks. Port Moresby is the capital of Indonesia, and it's a converging point of people looking to secure Papua New Guinea as a way of basing military personnel. The U.S. looking to establish two naval callings in Papua New Guinea. Next door is the Solomon Islands, which the People's Republic of China has now secured for it. So we have PNG with the U.S. Navy and Solomon Islands, including Guadalcanal, for the People's Liberation Army Navy. Later on, I speak with Brad Bowman about an assassination attempt thwarted against President Zelensky of Ukraine. There are more details to come. It's early yet. Also, I speak with Katrina Vandenhoevel about the Jeddah peace parley over the weekend. China attended. Russia did not. Russia was not invited. But we presume that the conversations will continue at the BRICS meeting in Johannesburg in 2 weeks' time. There's more. I hope you enjoy, and remembering 78 years since atomic weapons were used in anger, the men who made those decisions were incompletely informed what they were doing, and the people who suffered those consequences are still sometimes with us. There are still survivors with us, and they remember. I'm John Batchelor. Good night.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.